Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is His Hedaya coming live. This after a minute, I just want to say greetings and shalom in the name of our Abba Yahuwah and our Melchizedek High Priest King Yahusha Mashiach, the power of His Ruach HaKodesh. It is great joy and a blessing to be here sharing with you live this new day, and I have much to give Abba Yah thanks for. Today we're going to talk about the kingdom of Yah is at hand. Hallelujah. The kingdom of Yah is at hand. And before I get into the message, I just want to take time out to say a quick prayer and read a psalm of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Yah, I bless your Kadosh name. I lift your name on high and magnify your name. I glorify your name, for great is your name and greatly to be praised. In the name of your Son, your Melchizedek High Priest, King Yahusha Mashiach. And Father Yah, as we come alive over the airwaves, Father Yah, I just pray, Abba, that every plan of the principalities and powers of the air will be canceled. So again, my beloved, the title is The Kingdom of Yah is at Hand. And with the kingdom of Yah being at hand, it leaves us to wonder, where are we? Where are we? So we want to ponder that question. I'm going along. Where are we spiritually? Are we a believer? Are we a non-believer? Are we an atheist? Are we, you know, it's sad that a lot of people will call themselves being Satanists, and that's a sad place to be. But again, you're examining, where are you? You're being truthful with yourself. Are you a Christian? Are you a Catholic? Are you a Buddhist? Where are you? Where are you in your spiritual life right now? That means if the kingdom of Yah was to come here real shortly, where would you be found? Would you be found worthy, beloved, to attend the marriage supper at hand? What comes to mind? Prayerfully, it is a life of repentance and of Yahuwah's grace through His Son, Yahusha HaMashiach, who sacrificed His life so that through His death we may receive forgiveness of sins. For by grace are we saved, and not by ourselves, lest any man should boast. Salvation, my beloved, is a free gift to all that Abba Yahuwah Himself and Yahusha Himself has chosen. Hallelujah. And grace, we know, is unmerited favor. We haven't done anything to earn salvation. We, in our sinfulness, in our unrighteousness, because the word says our righteousness are like filthy rags. So we haven't done anything close to good to receive salvation. It's by Abba Yahuwah's grace and by the grace of His Son, Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah. In choosing the grace of Yah that came through His Melchizedek High Priest, King Yahusha HaMashiach, we become sons of Elohim, my voice, and they know me, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. So, beloved, if while we're doing this message, your heart is pricked, then you want to, number one, repent. You want to repent. You want to turn away from sinful living. You want to turn away from idolatry. And maybe you say, Rose, I'm not worshiping idols, but truly, you have to examine what does worshiping idols look like, because if Yahuwah and Yahusha is not your number one in your life, then whatever is number one, most likely, is whatever is number one is going to be idolatry, and Yahusha has to be number one. So you want to repent. You want to repent. You want to come out of the holidays, those pagan holidays that are mixed in with Christianity. And Catholicism. You want to come out of the Easter, which Easter is derived from paganism, the worship of idols and idolatry again. So you want to put those things aside. You want to repent. You want to come to Abba Yah and be baptized in the name of Yahuwah, Yahusha, for the forgiveness of your sins and receive what is promised. And that's the free gift of the Ruach of your sins. Hallelujah. So with that being said, beloved, did you ponder spiritually where you are? Where are you right now? where are you in your spiritual walk? And maybe you're like me, who you grew up going to church. You've been baptized in the church. I was baptized in the Seventh-day Adventist church twice. I came out of the Seventh-day Adventist faith. For 10 years, I was going to Sunday church. I fell sick. I felt that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, was speaking in my heart to get back to keeping Shabbat. And that's how I entered back into Abayah's Torah, is through Shabbat. Again, I stopped keeping Shabbat and started fellowshipping with the Jehovah Witnesses. And I blessed Abayah because in studying with the Jehovah Witnesses, that's how I learned of his name, Yod-Heh-Wod-Heh, which is Hebrew. And some brethren say Yahweh. He took the sins of the world upon himself, and he died. And we know he laid for 3 days in the grave, and he rose again, like the word prophesied that he would be resurrected in 3 days. And we saw where he ascended up to heaven, and he is now sitting at the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. And you can read more about Yahushua's death and resurrection in Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 27 and Matthew chapter 28 is his resurrection and the Great Commission. So we know he rose up, and in Acts chapter 1, we saw where he was taken up in Himayim on a cloud. Hallelujah. So knowing that he did that, and he's now sitting at the right hand of the Father, he's awaiting the time when the Father is going to say, okay, it's now time, my son. And he's going to return, my beloved, and he's coming back according to Revelation. He's going to have gifts for those who live a life worthy of him. And you can see those gifts in Revelation chapters 2 to 3. And there's also going to be judgment that you could see in Revelation in the other chapters, like 19. He's coming back, and he's going to be against the enemy and destroying Asatan and destroying the beast and the false prophet. All of those are going to be done away with. It's important to know, beloved, that Yahushua HaMashiach, the son of the living Elohim, Yahuwah Eloheka, is very much alive this day, and that he is coming back, and that when he returns, he's going to have gifts for those who live a life worthy of them. And or he's going to have destruction and punishment for those who live anti-believing, anti-Messiah lifestyle and did not repent of their fornication, their idolatry, and all the other sins that we're commanded to not sin against the Most High in that way by observing his royal Torah. So remember, my beloved, grace is coming by Yahushua HaMashiach. Grace and truth comes. Keep doing the church thing, but you're not growing spiritually. Yahushua HaMashiach, my beloved, is the one who's missing. He is the one whose grace comes by, and grace comes by the Father. The Father sent the Son to lay down his life. The Son was obedient. The Son said no one took his life from him in John chapter 10, that he gave his life for us, beloved, and he had power to take his life up again. So with that being said, You want to turn to the one who saved you. You want to turn to the one who died for you. And his name again is Yahushua HaMashiach. Yahushua means Yah. Yah is salvation. And this is why the word says that whoever calls upon the name of Almighty Yah shall be saved. Hallelujah. Let the enemy try to see you and say, whatever this, I've done this, how can he forgive me? That's where his grace comes in, beloved. We're all found to be unforgiven. We're all, our righteousness are all filthy rags, and sin is sin. So, beloved, what you would want to do, you would want to repent and turn to him. And I must tell you about a story that is horrible, and I pray that you do not commit this sin. Now, this is a sin where the manifestation of Almayah, and you like that to that of whereby we people like do not blame, like the Pharisees, that's in Mark chapter 3, when they saw Yahusha, HaMashiach, healing, and they likened the Ruach HaKodesh, whereby we are sealed unto eternal life, to die of unclean spirit. So you do not want to do that. That's the only sin that is unpardonable. But what you do want to do is you want to repent, you want to cry out to Abba Yah, you want to seek His face, you want to humble yourself and ask Him to please forgive you. You want to be baptized in the name of Yahusha for the forgiveness of your sins, like we talked about, and receive the free gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And again, the Holy Spirit is promised unto you and to your children and to all those who are afar off. But today, Lost Sheep of Yashayarel, if you hear the voice of the shepherd, you want to repent. You want to accept the grace, beloved, that is found in no other name but the name of Yahusha of Mashiach. Now, they had us, and I say had, because I bless Yah for calling me out of Christianity and out of idolatry. Mixed synchronization, where you mix in pagan untruth with some truth, and then they all become a big fat lie. So I bless Abba Yah for calling me out of that Babylonian Egyptian system into His marvelous light, which is His truth in Yahusha Mashiach. So, beloved, today, if you're being called, if you hear the voice of Yah through His Son, is Malkizedek, Yahusha Mashiach, through His Ruach HaKodesh, then what you want to do, beloved, you want to repent. You want to repent. Again, I say you want to repent and turn away from a life of sin and turn to Abba Yah's Torah. It's 10 words founded in a house of bondage. You shall have no other mighty one before me. You shall not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down yourself unto them nor serve them. For I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, am a jealous self, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahuwah, your Elohim, in vain, for Yahuwah will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And I just want to point out to you, my beloved, that in taking his name in vain is when we're using the titles like G-O-D and L-O-R-D. He has a name just like you have a name and I have a name. He has a set apart name, and his people are also called by his name. The fourth commandment, keep the Shabbat day to sanctify it as Yahuwah your Elohim has commanded you. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work, but the seventh day thou hast statutes and judgments, so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day. Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which thine eyes have seen, lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, but teach them to your sons and your sons' sons. These are the words of our Almighty Elohim. Thanks be to Yahusha, HaMashiach. Beloved, the Father considered Yashayarel to be a great nation, and we have wisdom and understanding in His sight and in the sight of the other nations, because we keep His statutes, we keep His decrees, we keep His laws, my beloved. They're not done away with as the church have taught these hundreds of years and have had us living in lawlessness towards our Elohim. And in so doing, beloved, we're going on an unhealthy cycle and sowing seeds, sowing money, looking to reap a blessing, when the true blessing is found through none other but the grace of Yah, which is in Yahusha HaMashiach. Through the blood of the Lamb, beloved, Yahusha, through His Ruach HaKodesh, we're here to do the will of Yah. And the will of Yah is to set men free from the bondage of sin and from the bondage of Hasatan. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to read warning and confirmation of Yahusha's return, and that's found in Revelation 22, verse 10 to 21. Hallelujah. And He said unto me, feel not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. Hallelujah. The kingdom of Yah is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come Master Yahushua, the grace of our sovereign Yahushua, the Messiah, the Mashiach, be with you all. Amen. Beloved, in this few verses that I read, you heard several times, Yahushua said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. This is my sincere prayer, my beloved, that you allow the grace of Yah to come into your heart, to take on the grace of Yah, to repent and be immersed, be baptized in the name of Yahushua, Yahuwah Yahushua, for the forgiveness of your sins, and receive the free gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, because you heard that outside the gates of the city, beloved, know that Mashiach comes, which is called Messiah. When he is come, he will tell all things. Yahushua said unto her, I that speak unto you, am he. And upon this came his Talmudim, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what do you speak, or why do you talk with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this a Mashiach? They went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his Talmudim prayed him, saying, Rabbi, but he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not of. Therefore said the Talmudim one to another, as any man brought him aught to eat, Yahushua said unto them, my food is to do the will of him that sent me, and to covet, there it is, they believe, not because of her saying, but because they heard him themselves, know that indeed he is a Mashiach, the Savior of the world. Today, beloved, is the day of salvation. If you're unsaved, if you are in Christianity and you're calling upon another name, if you're not in a denomination, wherever you find yourself spiritually, if you're not calling upon the name of Yahushua, a Mashiach, the Son of the Living, Yahuwah, or Elohim, then beloved, as the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and let all those who are thirsty come and take up the free gift of the water of life, freely, beloved, wherein by you can have everlasting life. It is my sincere prayer, beloved, that you will look up the scriptures that were mentioned. It's my sincere prayer that you will pray to Abba Yah, in that if you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through your truth, your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also do the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be a cod, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be a cod in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them that one, and that was me. And I love them as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, The world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. And I have declared unto them your name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Beloved, the Mashiach said, you have declared unto them the Father's name. In Proverbs 30, verse 4, as the question, it says, who has ascended up into heaven or descended? Who has gathered above the waters and environment, of the earth. What is his name and what is his son's name, if you can tell? I'm here to encourage you today, beloved, that the name is Yahusha HaMashiach.